All right, hold the line there, buddy. 1-800-449-8686. Dave, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dave just called the show. It's the Phil Hendry Show, by the way, at 1-800-449-8686. And Dave was talking to me about this hostage situation that ended yesterday, I guess. Police sniper fired the shot. Boy, this police sniper. Now, this was in Orlando. It was a hostage situation. Some guy went in and took a family hostage after he knocked over a convenience store. And in taking the family hostage for several hours, the mother was shot by police by mistake. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the police sniper. She fired the shot that killed this woman. Apparently, she was the mother. She was being held hostage.
And the police shot a hostage?
Yeah, that's right. This is like, it wasn't hours. It was like, it lasted for 3 days. And but a lot of people are condemning that, you know.
Well, I would condemn it. This is a cop, right?
That's right.
Well, this is a police sniper, correct?
Yes, sir, that's right.
How did this dumbbell kill an innocent hostage?
Well, Mr. Henry, I think you need to understand. So,
first of all, what are your qualifications?
I'm taking criminal justice at LA Mission College, and I do aspire to be an LAPD eventually. I really want to be LAPD.
So you want to be a police officer?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you want to be a police officer, right?
Yeah, I want to be a police officer. I care about community policing, but the thing I wanted to say is you have to measure the relative merits of the police forces involved. This was an acceptable loss for Orlando.
You know, how's this an acceptable loss for Orlando, and it wouldn't be an acceptable loss like for L.A.?
Well, but this is good work for Orlando. Okay, ordinarily, what I would recommend in a hostage situation generally is for an officer with a bullhorn to direct the perpetrator to come out with his hands up. But
hold on for a minute. It's Dave, right?
Yeah.
I'm not interested in what you would recommend. I want you to tell me why a woman gets shot by mistake by a police officer, a hostage gets shot by a police officer by mistake. Why is that acceptable for Orlando and not for L.A.?
Well, I think it's acceptable for Orlando. I think it'd be acceptable for a lot of Florida police departments because, see, LAPD, Chicago PD, Portland PD, San Diego PD, that's not acceptable, okay? Because those are big city police departments. But Orlando or Mayberry RFD or whatever you want to call it, you know, that's acceptable because they have a limited number of recruits that they're drawing from, okay?
Well, the Los Angeles police, the Orlando police, they're all professionally trained.
Look at LAPD has got the rookies, Adam 12. They got Dragnet. They got SWAT. LAPD has got, you know, the best shows. NYPD Blue, they got no OPD Blue, you know. They don't have no TV show for Orlando Police because most southern police forces draw on a much smaller pool of qualified officers. And many of their officers are like, have a hard time in a situation like that. And
well, you know what, I don't understand that. Whether it's an Orlando cop, an L.A. cop, or a Denver cop, their cops are cops. They go to a police academy, and especially when you're talking about a police sniper, okay?
Well, that's the thing I wanted to mention, okay?
Yeah, but you're talking about a police sniper. Those guys are trained. Those guys, you know, it's unacceptable for a cop to shoot a hostage in a situation like that. If they're that hard up to kill this guy, if they really want to get the guy, they ought to be sure they got the right guy in their sights. What do you mean an acceptable loss? That's not an acceptable loss. This is a professional. He's supposed to see who the perpetrator is, identify that person, and make sure he's got a clean shot, not shoot and kill one of the hostages. They're not racing in there like the Israelis at Entebbe. They're standing outside the building. I suppose they had a scope on this guy, right?
Senator, you have to understand, you're talking about a high-powered rifle, and you're talking about a southern police officer with a high-powered rifle. Now, number one, the Orlando Police Department, like most southern police departments, are getting officers from a smaller genetic pool. Many of their officers are genetically inferior.
Why are they genetically inferior?
Well, because of the inbreeding that happens in the South, okay?
Because of the what?
Because a lot of inbreeding goes on in the South. Now, inbred people, anybody...
Because of the inbreeding in the South.
If I could finish my point, sir.
But I just want to be clear. You said that the reason why the Orlando police can't get good cops is there's too many inbred.
Yes, sir. Most southern police departments. Most anybody who knows anything about inbred people will tell you that their eyes, among other things, their eyes are closer together. Okay, so when they're looking into the scope, they have, like, one eye is on top of the other eye. they have almost like two eyes looking into a place where there's supposed to be one eye. Okay, now, Christopher Jedi...
Wait a second. Inbred people have eyes that are closer together, which I don't know. What's that got to do with it?
Because...
These cops are inbred, and so their eyes are closer together.
Right. And so that means, like, one eyeball is crowding out the other one when it's trying to look through the scope on a high-powered rifle.
On a high-powered rifle.
That's right. Now, this cop, Christopher J. Savard, with one eye on top of the other eye, he couldn't get a clean shot, so he got the wrong person. Plus, you have an unfortunate situation where you have this cracker cop who suddenly sees a black person in his sights, you know?
And all right, that's another thing I wanted to get straight. This was a black woman and a black family taken hostage by this criminal, correct?
By a white guy, yeah.
Okay, a white criminal.
Right.
Now what are you telling me? That this cracker cop had a black woman in his sights, so what?
It's an instinctive thing. His finger just squeezed the trigger. I mean, it's something that...
Okay, so this guy popped off a shot.
Yeah, it's instinctive. When you get a cracker who has a black woman in his sights, I'm sure there was some involuntary twitch of the trigger finger that caused him to shoot. But that's just years of racist conditioning on and off. After I've concluded my investigation, I find that to be an acceptable kill ratio, given that the inbreeding in their faces, you know, they had the inbred eyeballs that were too close together, and the fact that it was a cracker cop who just happened to get a black person in his sights. You have to understand that.
I don't think anything you're saying here makes any sense. First of all, you cannot forgive a police officer for shooting a hostage because he happens to have his eyes too close together, okay? Secondly, you can't forgive a police officer for shooting a hostage because he's a Southern cop, and a cracker cop with a black woman in the scope, he's naturally going to pull the trigger. And
you don't understand policing, okay? I want to be a police officer, all right? And I give them a clean bill of health, okay?
Because you, well, you know what?
No, I do. I give them a clean bill of health. I think that was an acceptable loss for the Orlando Police Department, given the fact that their eyes are too close together and the guy's finger twitched when he saw a black woman, okay? That's going to happen.
And your name is Dave, right?
Yeah, my name's Dave.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. Dave's sitting here telling me that, and you go to L.A. Mission College taking law enforcement.
That's correct, sir, yes.
You know, when you say an acceptable kill ratio, I remember when the Israelis, and I mentioned this, when they went into Entebbe and got the hostages there that had been taken hostage by that German communist Red Army group, and they went in, and it was a very, very volatile situation, and they had to literally break into this compound where the hostages were being held by these terrorists, and I think that they might have shot one or two. I know that one of their soldiers got shot. In a situation like that, I understand. This is a cop across the street, or he's not even in this high, tense situation, and he's got a rifle. He's got a high-powered rifle. And you're telling me this is an acceptable kill ratio.
Because of the fact that, A, his
eyes are too close together, and he's a cracker cop.
And he's a cracker cop, right.
I don't understand this whole thing about inbreeding, though.
Well, let me explain to you. If you're inbred, a lot of times you get born, you only got, like, one eye, or, you know, your eyes are too close together, or you got, like, web feet or something like that, okay? That's the genetic pool that a lot of these cracker cop departments, like the cracker cop department in Orlando, they had to pull this cracker out of like a web foot pool, okay?
So they pulled this guy out of a pool of guys with web feet. So what?
So that's why. His eyes are too close together. He didn't get a good shot off. That's the whole point that I'm trying to make, all right? I mean, you're yelling at me and everything. I just want to be a police officer someday to the very best of my abilities, all I'm saying.
All right, Dave, hold on for a minute. I'm not saying that you're right or you're wrong. I just, you know, when I hear about these mistakes these cops make, professionals, in a situation like that, I mean, like I said, if they were running into but I don't get how, because this cop's inbred, his eyes are too close together, so he can't look through the scope of a rifle. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Police officers from the South, they are inbred because they're Southern police officers, and a lot of them have eyes that are too close together.
Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. That's the voice of Dave Oliva. He's on the line with us from, where are you at tonight, Dave? San Fernando?
Yes, sir. I'm in San Fernando.
You go to the L.A. Mission College, you take law enforcement, and you're saying that this is a hostage situation that ended in tragedy in Orlando, Florida, when a cop fired a shot. Well, it ended, you know, with the perpetrator, the hostage taker, killing himself. But it was a tragic situation because a police officer fired a shot that killed one of the hostages. I'm talking with Dave here. I express the opinion, you know, this kind of stuff has got to have to end. I don't care whether these coppers have got excuses or not. Get some people that are qualified and professional enough to know when to take a shot like that and when to back off. This is an innocent human being who's dead. This was the mother of the children who were also taken hostage. This is supposedly a 8-year veteran of a law enforcement agency, and this guy pops off a shot that kills a civilian. Now, you, Dave, say that one hostage dead is an acceptable level of death. Is that right?
For the Orlando PD.
For Orlando PD.
Yes, sir, because those guys are like, you know, that's the South, man. I mean, how good do you think they are? Okay? And because you got so many guys who are married to their sister down there and are coming out bad. And
yeah, this whole thing about their eyes being too close together because they're inbred, meaning they can't look through a scope.
That's correct.
Well, you know that you look through a scope one eye at a time.
Yeah. Look through a scope one eye at a time, but when your eyes are so close together that even if you try to close one eye, you're closing the other one, then you can't see it. Okay?
So this guy's eyes are so close together that he can't, because he's inbred, he can't close one eye without closing the other?
That's correct, yes, sir. That is correct, yes, sir.
All right, here's San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You know this guy? He's saying his eyes were too close together? No. This is nonsense. Hello?
Lady, what do you want? Do you want
what?
Us to talk? Are you talking? What do you want from us? We're listening to you.
I'm saying to you that this guy is this is nonsense. The eyes are too close together. There's no way.
Okay, and why do you think that that's nonsense?
That's ridiculous.
Dave, you got somebody. Are you going to back yourself up here?
Well, no, I'm just listening to her.
Oh, excuse me. And you're from the South?
No, I'm not from the South. I come from L.A., okay?
That is pure nonsense, what you're talking about.
I come from L.A., okay? I don't come from the South. I'm just talking about what I have read.
What you have read?
Yeah, in the
you
South.
You don't come from the South.
No, I come from L.A., right?
You know,
Where are you from?
Thing that you're saying right now is pure nonsense. The person's eyes were too close together, so he...
You
got to
tell this lady why you think what you think, Dave.
Okay, first of all, in the South, people have sex with their sisters and their mothers and stuff, okay? And when you do, the baby comes out with the eyes almost too close together, like there's no bridge of the nose.
If that's the case, then
right.
They certainly don't need to be on the police force,
that's
but
right.
I do not believe that
that's
is
right.
the case.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. But they are. And that's why that guy couldn't get a good shot off.
Because his eyes are too close to...
That's right.
Please, dear God, tell me that this is not happening.
Lady,
you
know something, lady? I take criminal justice at LA Mission College. I don't know what you do. What are your qualifications? You don't have any, okay?
All
I'm telling you is, you don't know what you're talking about unless you come from an inbred family. Then, and so what I'm saying
is... An inbred family?
Is that where you come from?
Lord,
so what I'm
mercy,
trying to say
Kyle.
To you is that this is acceptable for a police force.
No,
where
it is
but
not.
Crackers, okay?
That is not acceptable.
Yeah, for Orlando it
not
is.
Well,
me.
What would be acceptable for L.A.?
For L.A.? Nobody killed, okay? But
anyone
Orlando,
who
you know,
thinks that this is acceptable behavior for a police officer is wrong.
What if he's a police officer with his eyes too close together?
Baloney.
Yeah?
I don't believe that for a second.
You don't
second.
Believe it for a second?
No.
How close
and
together?
And if that was the case, then they don't need to be a sharpshooter.
How close together are your eyes?
Until you
measure the distance between your own eyes, you don't
if
know, you
that
know?
Is the case, then that particular person should not be a sharpshooter, sir.
Yeah, how would the guy get a job as a sharpshooter?
You got to watch your mouth, baby. You know? You should watch your mouth.
All right. She dropped the S-bomb on us. How would a guy get a job as a sharpshooter on a police force if he's so inbred his eyes are too close together?
Because those are the only dudes they got to pull from down there, man. I keep trying to tell you.
They don't have any other guys they can pull from. They don't have any guys that have moved down from the north. They got nothing but a bunch of guys straight out of the hedgerow, right out of some outhouse with their eyes too close together.
That's what I've been trying to say to you, man, for the last half hour. Damn. If you just shut up, man, and let me make my point.
Well, I find it hard to believe.
You can find it hard to believe. I'm trying to educate you as to what's going down.
Omaha on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to talk to this so-called wannabe cop guy, Dave.
I'm studying criminal justice at L.A. Mission College.
If the man got a problem with his eyes, he shouldn't be on the police force to begin with, okay?
You heard that.
Physical fitness and so forth to get on the police force. If you can't see with one eye... Through a rifle, whatever you call it, that you don't need to be no cop.
Hey, you call
me
from
a break.
Omaha, right?
I'm getting
that's
sick
that
and
cop
tired.
Shot that dude,
I am
man.
Getting sick and tired of there being excuses for black people dying around here. When a cop kills somebody, when it kills a black person, it's okay. I'm getting tired of these excuses.
Hey, what about that cop in cop in Omaha who shot that one black guy?
If his eyes is too close,
is
you don't
right?
need to shoot no kind.
Yeah, there was an Omaha
he's
cop that I think there was an Omaha cop that shot an unarmed guy in Omaha. Is that right, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing all these excuses about
what
it's okay for a person to kill a black person because their eyes is too damn close.
Well, what did that black guy do to
it.
Get shot? I bet you that black guy did something to get shot.
The black guy had it. Don't even start, okay? Because you don't even know the whole situation, the whole story.
Guy was unarmed, apparently. The guy was. They charged the cop with.
He was in a stolen vehicle. He had no gun, but he was shot.
Is that all he did was steal a car? Well, hell, that's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's okay for him to shoot a black man, right?
Yeah. Hey, listen.
And this guy's trying to get off.
Hey, you know what you should do is let all the black folks in Omaha know that they can buy cars instead of stealing them, okay?
Okay,
that's way out of line.
We're not all. We're intelligent people.
That's way out of line, okay?
Yeah. No, but you can actually
can't even
buy.
Talk like you got any kind of education to be a cop.
You can buy a car.
Okay?
You know that, don't
I guess
you?
Down there they just hire anybody to be cops there, right?
Where about?
You can have a GED or not even have a high school diploma and get a job as a cop out down there. Am I right?
Whereabouts are you talking about?
I can't believe that they would allow somebody to be a sharpshooter and got his eyes too close to his together.
That's right, because he's inbred, okay? He's some cracker. And the other thing, like I was agreeing with you, he saw a black woman, his finger.
You can't say that.
All them crackers are the same way. That's what
I'm not going to refer to him as crackers, okay? Because I give everybody respect. If he's a white individual, then I'm not going to call him a cracker. And I wouldn't want him to call me out my name.
Amen.
But I'm getting sick and tired of hearing all these excuses when it comes to a black person, an Asian person, or whatever race it is.
And when you get in your car at night,
there's been an excuse or a reason for this person being killed.
Let me ask you a question. When you get in your car at night, do you use a key or a coat hanger?
Okay. Are you trying to be a smartass?
No, I'm just joking around.
I'm just trying to let him know.
I'm just joking
okay?
around, you know?
You ought to know. He sounds like he's Puerto Rican or he's Mexican.
No, I'm Mexican. I'm very
okay,
proud
so
of him.
Okay, so you
Mexican.
Ought to know how hard it is as being a minority in the world.
No, you know
you
what?
Know.
I don't use that excuse,
you
baby.
Wanna be an,
I don't
you
use that
be
excuse.
A cop, right? You
I don't use that
yet,
excuse.
Right?
I'm going to be a cop.
What
I don't use no excuse,
be a
okay?
Cop. You probably
and
grow
plus,
up all kind of crap.
Plus, I'm black. I'm Mexican. I ain't black, okay? So that's a step up right there. Number two,
you're just full of all kinds of insults here, aren't you?
No, she's telling me about how I should feel solidarity with all the minorities. I make my own way in this world, okay? I'm going to be a police officer. I'm going to do the things I want to do, not because I'm Mexican or because I'm black or any other bullcrap, okay?
I think
you ought to let all the black folks in Omaha know they got car lots where they can buy cars instead of busting into them in like supermarket parking lots and stuff.
Okay, I understand that. You let
oh,
the people know
man.
As long as they get permission to come over here, they all right to be here.
And you know,
okay?
Orlando,
you
yeah,
don't
I,
act like that.
All right
I'm
to
trying
beware.
To let you know.
All right
that
to beware, you know. Hey, and I'll tell you something else. In Orlando, they got some cops whose eyes are wide apart, you know. They're
and
like
I bet you they got
apart.
A problem too, right? They
no.
can't see either, right?
No, they can see fine. As long as all they're doing is using one eye. But they can't
this
use
is,
two
this
eyes.
Is, if they got if their eyes are that bad, what I'm saying, hon. If their eyes is that bad, they don't need to be no sharpshooter. How in the heck is he going to be a sharpshooter?
What are you blaming
see,
me for,
shooting
man?
A woman.
Orlando
how
PD,
you become a sharpshooter? When you can't even, if
Orlando
you can't see
PD,
the woman, how
guy?
You going to see a little target down the way?
Orlando PD, hide the guy. Don't ask me.
And by the way, we don't know
listen,
that any of this crap is
that,
true.
Hun.
We don't
know
that.
You can be a cop. You can be a cop nowadays and hate black people, hate Mexican people, hate Puerto Rican people, as long as you don't come out your mouth.
I'm going to be the
okay?
first cop.
You, as long
I'm going to be
have
a Mexican
a
cop
or
a
racist,
who hates
you can
everybody.
Be a cop anywhere.
I'm going to be a Mexican cop. I'm going to hate everybody.
So don't tell me
okay?
that a racist
That's
person can be a cop.
All right. Thanks for your call. And what are you trying to do?
What?
What are you trying to do?
I'm just having some fun.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So the hostage situation in Orlando, it was a three-day hostage situation. It involved a hostage taker and obviously hostages. The hostages, one of whom was killed, were eventually released. The hostage taker killed himself. And the Orlando Police Department shot one of the hostages by mistake, at least by their own statement. A police sniper fired the shot that killed a woman being held hostage by a murder suspect during a three-day standoff in Orlando, authorities said. And relatives of the victim are condemning the cops. And I don't want to be knee-jerk, but I would also say, and you know what, it's very easy to come down on coppers, and I don't usually do it, but Jesus, come on. I mean, you got a rifle, you're across the street or wherever you are, you don't have to shoot unless the woman was in imminent danger of being killed herself by the hostage taker, but at least you could kill him too. I mean, if it's that's kind of a situation. Now, we have Dave on the phone here. He is takes criminal justice at L.A. Mission College, and you want to be a cop someday, right?
Yes, no, I don't want to just be a cop. I want to be LAPD, which is the best police department in the world, okay? I don't want to be Orlando PD. I don't want to be nothing but LAPD, because I'll tell you right now.
Like LAPD doesn't have their own problems.
I'll tell you right now, the cops on LAPD aren't inbred, man, where their eyes are too close together.
You've been hitting this too close together eyeball thing now for a half hour. That's why this woman got shot.
Because the inbred copper, and because that cracker, see, there's an instinct that a lot of crackers have. They see a black person, and their trigger finger starts to twitch a little bit. And I think maybe that's what happened there. And the other thing that probably happened was, there's a certain level of grease in pork rinds that can't begin to clot the artery. It causes a high blood pressure situation, and that can cause people to shoot.
Wait a minute. What are you telling me? The guy was eating pork rinds and...
Yeah, it's possible is all I'm saying. Pork rinds, eyeballs too close together, and the reactive racist thing, and you have a situation that's very tense.
Okay, well, you know what? When the cops, when they finally do their investigation of this, they're going to have to go into the guy's locker and see how many pork rind bags they find, okay?
Hey, you know, you can laugh if you want to, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe they ought to do that. Here's High Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment, about the shooting in Orlando. It's unfortunate what happened. When I heard that, that the hostage was killed by the Orlando Police Department, I'm just like everybody else. It was hard to believe that a trained sniper could do such a thing.
Not but if his eyeballs are too close together.
Well,
that's what I'm trying
to
say.
I think we need to give this a little bit of time and let the appropriate law enforcement departments make their investigation.
I agree with you.
Because there's two sides of every story.
I
feel that this wasn't an intentional. Now shut up. The phone is mine at the moment.
What if they find out that his eyes were too close together?
I've got the phone. How about shutting it up just a minute, okay,
well,
Dave?
Okay, man, but you won't answer my question.
I'll answer your question, but if you shut up long enough,
okay? Man.
But unfortunately, I think the Orlando Police Department needs to have time to do their own investigation. Now, I was born and raised in Orlando. Okay, but let me tell you, about 95% of the people in Orlando, they're not Southerners. They come from different parts of the country. But even that the case, Orlando is a nice place.
Yeah,
it has
man,
good
it's
people.
It's a nice place.
It's good
yeah.
people. And let me tell you something.
It's a
really
nice
place
if your eyes are too close together. Hey, seriously.
Will you shut up and let the guy talk?
Well, gosh, man, Chad.
Let him talk.
Yeah, but you know something?
It's frustrating,
I'm a Southern cracker, okay?
There you go.
Do you know your pedigree? I know my pedigree. I can take my pedigree on my father and my mother's side all the way back to colonial America.
Mm-hmm.
There is no inbreeding in my family.
Do you take
okay?
a look? Have you seen
and,
how far
and if there's something you need to know about no. Southerners. You know, Southerners created this country.
Have you looked?
You know, the Constitution of this country was written and expanded by Southern men.
Yeah, and then you
okay?
woke up,
out
man.
Of our first 11 presidents, yeah. nine were from the South.
Then you woke
okay?
up. Then
now,
you woke up,
you know,
man.
It's very obvious, Dave, that you've been educated beyond your intelligence. You need to drop out of criminal justice.
You take a look at how far apart your eyeballs are, man. Then you tell me. You look and see how far your eyeballs are apart. And then you tell me. Then you tell me. How far apart are your eyeballs?
Do you want this guy to stand in front of a mirror?
Yes.
Well, he ain't going to do it. All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call.
Okay, come on, man. You'll do it for me, man.
How are you going to keep this jerk on the phone who's completely asinine?
I'll get off the phone, man, as soon as you measure
get somebody
your
else that's more intelligent than this guy.
I'll get off the phone, man.
People don't want to listen to this guy. He's already said it. He's already said everything he needs to say.
No, but
you
I'm
need to get somebody on there so you can have somebody intelligent
on
there.
I'll hang the phone up, man. Maybe. I will hang the phone up as soon as you measure the distance between your eyeballs. I'm hanging up the phone. Okay?
Okay.
Is that a deal?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, now... Well, now, what kind of criteria? I mean, are you going to
say? How far apart are your eyes?
You're really going to have this guy?
You know, I kind of believe. I think that your father must have been a buffalo, is what I think. How far apart are your eyes?
So that means my father was black. That's what the crackers call a black person.
Let me tell you something.
How many inches apart are your eyes, man?
You mentioned something about this police officer shot this lady probably because she was black.
Yeah, because they got that. They
okay,
got, what
now you listen to me. Now shut up. You listen to me.
They got
okay?
cracker finger,
now,
man.
I had a sister that was raped and murdered. You hear me?
Who did it? You?
Oh, God.
You just listen to me.
Man.
My sister was raped and murdered by a person of a minority race. And now somebody said to me, he goes, you must hate these people. And I, you know what my response was? Why should I? People from all races rape and murder.
There
are good people, there are bad people, no matter what color you are.
You know you're avoiding the question about your eyeballs, man. You know you are.
What's that?
You know you're avoiding the question about how far apart your eyeballs are, coming up with all these stories.
You know, I'm not going to answer that because you're completely asinine.
It's probably a half an inch.
You know, a half an inch
apart.
You know what? I'm going to hang up on this guy because he's completely over the line. And
well, he just said that he raped his sister.
No, he didn't.
Hey, I'd like to know what the width of your brain is, Dave.
The width of my brain?
Yes. Or do you have one?
Well, hold on. Let me measure.
Oh,
see,
this idiot put the phone down. He's actually going to go. He's going to go and get a tape measure.
Yeah, that answers the question.
Dave, you there?
Hold on, man. I'm looking for a tape measure.
Yeah, there you go. I'm very sorry to hear about your sister, sir. That must have been
a shock for the entire
family.
I apologize for bringing it up.
Somewhere.
But it didn't matter. Who killed her? Well, it did matter. But did you see my point? There's
yes,
good
of course.
No matter what
of course,
race
you
I are.
Do.
You know, and the race,
how
the person that wanted this race. I don't hate these people. Our family was a victim, and everybody's a victim when that happened.
7 inches
you know?
Apart, okay? Mr. Henry?
What?
My brain's about 7 inches wide.
7 inches wide. There. Does that help you, sir?
No, well, see,
seven inches
his head, but there's nothing in it. But,
there's got to be something in it, or else how could I be talking?
Okay, I'm going to let you go, sir. Thank you very much. You have a good evening.
Okay.
What do you mean there's
right,
nothing in my
much.
Head?
Yeah, but thank you. It's very good. Because the guy's making a good point. You probably have an empty head, okay?
What are you talking about, man?
Never mind.
What's that mean, an empty head?
Never mind! Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
I got an empty head?
I cannot believe. Hello.
Hello.
I cannot believe.
How you doing?
I cannot believe that this guy... It's going to be someone out there on the streets protecting me. This
God
is
willing.
Unbelievable.
God willing, and the river don't rise.
First of all...
I have a 7-inch brain. How do you like me now?
First of all, you have this uneducated guy out there making reasoning and judgment that
I got
he
a
can't
inch
even
brain.
Decide.
How do you
He's
like
out
me now?
There. You have these police officers who don't need college education... And you have people out there that versus people who don't have an education.
Ma'am, are you driving right now?
Making,
I hope you haven't been drinking while you're driving, ma'am.
You know what?
You have, haven't you?
I'm just trying to make a point. You're making me nervous because you keep interrupting me.
Well, you
me.
Got one of them little bottles of Lynchburg lemonade.
Let the lady finish, will you? Okay, ma'am, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just trying to make a point
But
here.
I got a 7-inch
I'm
brain.
Trying to make
Good
a point
for you. You got a 7-inch brain.
Your eyes are too close together will not stand in court, in any court of law. You should know this. Why? Because you're studying criminal justice.
Right.
As you say. But
That's
you
right.
obviously don't know this because you're not reading the books enough.
No, I saw it in the California Penal Code. I did.
Oh, my goodness.
If your eyes are a half an inch or closer together...
Then what? You're legally a freaking inbred person, and you can't be on the force?
It's really making no sense. I can't
I
even believe he's have. I can't even
but
believe he has this much talking time on the air.
If you think about a man, the last
and
guy that I talked
thing.
To, he wouldn't measure his eyeballs because he knew that his eyes were too close
together. It's too ridiculous
okay.
to even argue.
Yeah.
And another thing, that little statement you made about you being one step above. Africans, Americans, and society
well,
is a bunch
Mexican.
Of bull.
I'm a Mexican.
Because just listening to you You're fooling yourself if you really believe that.
I'm a proud Mexican.
Good for you, Dave.
That's right. And I'm going to be LAPD one day.
Great. You sell that auto detailing business first, though, okay?
Word.
Yeah. Thanks, ma'am. And thank you, Dave.
Hey, how far apart are your eyes, Phil?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry here. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686 is the number you can reach us at every afternoon, 4 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, and all those little times in between. We are a syndicated show out of Los Angeles. And I said Los Angeles, not Hollywood. We're out in the valley here, a place called Sherman Oaks. And I live about, 30, 40 miles away toward the north in a town called Thousand Oaks, and it's there, as a matter of fact, where Cal Lutheran University is located, where the Dallas Cowboys used to train for many years. And what other trivia can I think of here? Actually, I'm avoiding talking about something that I need to talk to you about, and that is our CD is coming out, our Year 2000 CD, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2000 CD. What's the name of it this year? Oh, yeah, Number One Rated. That's the name of our CD, to go along with everything else on this show that is number one rated, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show. Our CD is the number one rated Phil Hendry CD. And we're thinking of a photograph for the inside of it. Now, I think the outside of it's going to be pretty simple. It'll just be our logo, the bald Phil Hendry head logo with the sunshine. But I'm thinking of the inside, that picture of Lee Harvey Oswald standing with the rifle and then superimpose my head over it. The other idea I was thinking of, you know that shot of Oswald getting shot? I'm sorry, it's my generation. We have this complete obsession with Oswald and Kennedy and everything having to do with guns. You know where he's getting shot downstairs and he's like, oh, like that? Take that head off and put my head on. I don't know, it's an idea. We're designing the artwork for our CD, so if anybody's got any ideas and you want to send some to us and you will allow us to use them for free, we'll give you some credit on the CD packaging, but that's it. You won't get paid. Then send them along to us here at the Phil Hendry Show. And you can generally send your information to us here in Los Angeles at KFI Radio, Los Angeles 90005, or Premier Radio Networks in Sherman Oaks, California. Or you can fax them, 818-461-8230. There's an idea. Fax whatever art ideas you have, 818-461-8230. Another idea that we have in the works and will be coming soon is a live Phil Hendry show. Now, it's in the planning stages, but it's something that I'm kind of excited about, a show where you'll be able to watch me do the show live. And as a fan of this program, you know exactly what's up with it. And so many people want to actually come in and watch, and we do on occasion let people through the door here. They generally have to be people that we like, that are really nice, or that my agent has forced me to have sit in here, as was the case most recently. But anyway, I'm kidding. Hey, listen, Phil, why don't you let these people in? They can really help your career, you know? Yeah, they bug me. Just come on. Be a nice guy. So anyway, send us that artwork. Include contact information and statement of release to use the artwork. Otherwise, we can't use it. And you send that to the Phil Hendry Show here, and we'll see if we can use that. And we're retooling our website, and we'll have some more information for you on that. And, you know, what else can I tell you? Just as soon as my pool's finished, I'll have you guys over for a swim if you'd like. You know, I'll barbecue up some burgers, do some hot dogs. And I got to tell you something. We discovered these really great sausages at the store the other day. They're what's that really cool herb? Basil. They have basil leaves in them, you know, sausage. And it's got some hot cayenne spice. And they're the most delicious things in the world. And the kids think it's just pure crap. So I got home last night. I had the greatest dinner because my wife served up this magnificent meal. And the kids just think, you know, if the better the food, the more crap kids think it is, right? You know, like when they're 8 and 10. I don't want to eat that. That's beef bourguignon. Are you kidding me? It's filet mignon. I don't want that. Good. I mean, hey, we're going to go get steak tonight. Why? guess what? We're going to have thick prime rib. No! So, I'm going home to the same meal tonight. This is the number one rated Phil Henry show. Not only in Los Angeles, but across the land. Rapidly taking over in the hearts and minds, not just of radio fans, but broadcasters, artists, artisans across the country. A new kind of radio, the Phil Henry Radio Show. I'd like to keep talking and hit the post, but the music is a lot better than the sound of my voice.
There might have been things I miss, but don't be unkind.
Phil Henry.
It don't mean I'm blind. Perhaps there's a thing or two I think of lying in bed I shouldn't have said, but there it is.
Spooge demon.
You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here. We'll be right back.